Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. This is Jim West, and with me is Alan Drum. We're both with Carolina Varsity, and welcome to the Carolina Varsity Radio Show. We're going to do a week four recap of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association season. Alan, it's kind of hard to believe we've already gone through 4 weeks. Start getting excited in May and June, and all of a sudden August comes, and now we're, a couple of weeks into September, and the fun is just now starting to begin. What do you think, Alan?
I agree. It's going to be the conference showdown this last week, mainly for all the non-conference guys, and we're getting ready to start the conference play. This is when the real show begins, and people building up that resume for the state playoffs with the new implications. Yeah, it's getting really exciting.
Alan, I want to talk a little bit about that because we know that Max Preps is part of the secret sauce when it comes to seeding. And this is a question I've had several coaches ask me, and I don't know the answer. But does it pay a coach with this new Max Preps being seeded, does it pay them to run up the score on some teams to expand the margin with a 49-0 win be more important than a 42-0 win? I don't know the answer. Do you?
Well, honestly, I don't know, but I've noticed during Maiden's games that when they had the lead, they would not run up the score. So maybe it could be false. I could be mistaken, but I've noticed Maiden not been running up the score as they would like last year. They've time consumed a lot of games this year, so I would have to say no, but I could be sorely mistaken.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope it's not ever part of it where you get rewarded to run up the score. And, there's always the right way and the wrong way to play a game at the end of the – if you're up 45, 50 points or something like that on somebody, there's no need to throw the ball down the field. But at the same time, if you're behind 45, 50 points and you keep on throwing the – having your quarterback throw in double coverage, you can't tell your second or third stringers just not to catch the ball. You got to let them intercept the ball as much as they play during practice. A lot of these scout guys now they see that interception, they're going to take the ball. I don't blame them. So, well, Alan, going to go ahead and start talking about some 1A games here.
All right.
And I'm going to start out here on your side of the area. Cherryville, 29, drawn 28. Were you surprised by that one?
Well, I know a lot of our pickers actually. I know Jeff and Perks actually picked drawn by a large margin, but I've not really been sold on drawn. Drawn's a weaker 2A team. They're in that category of going one of them, Bunker Hill, drawn, and Eastburg, they're going to finish at the bottom of the conference. And I wasn't really surprised Cherryville actually winning that game. Cherryville did beat a weaker Chase team, and Cherryville actually played West Lincoln close for a half. I was actually listening to that game and giving updates, so I was not surprised Cherryville actually won that game.
I wasn't either, to be honest with you. I going into that game, I thought it would be a pick 'em, and it pretty much was. 29-28 is about as close as it comes. So that's a good victory for a 1A school. Winston-Salem Prep beat Word of God 18-8 down in the southeastern part of the state. South Robinson all over West Columbus 48-8. That is a conference game. These guys only play two non-conference games. They have 9 conference games. This is a big 10-team conference that I forgot what it's called. It's the Three Rivers Conference or whatever it is. Huge conference, but those are between two 1A schools there. Now, here's one. Plymouth beats Kip Pride 50-34. Plymouth finally wins a game. There is no D in Plymouth this year. They are struggling defensively. My great friend Corey Crossan, he is not the defensive coordinator there anymore, and he is sorely missed. One of my best friends in the game too. He's a great guy. And while we're talking about Plymouth, I got to give a shout out to my good friend Daniel Burleson, who lives in Plymouth. Daniel got sick back about late last week, collapsed at work, and he's in the hospital in Greenville at Pitt Memorial. Daniel, if you're listening to me, I love you, and I hope the hope the best for you, and I hope to see you soon. Maybe I can come by there down there this this weekend or the following week. Look forward to seeing my friend Daniel. In my side of the area, Warren County, a two-way school beats Lewis mm-hmm. per 27-14. No surprise there. Croatan, two-way school beat Pamlico 30-26. Not much of a surprise there. Spring Creek 36.
Not at all.
Spring Creek two-way school. Hopton 1A. It was 36-14, not a big surprise here. Now, here's one for you. Roanoke Rapids, a 2A school, beats Granville Central, a 1A school. Score was 46-0. I thought Granville Central would be give them a little bit more of a fight. I thought Roanoke Rapids would win that one, but didn't see a running clock. Were you surprised by that one?
Actually, yes, a little bit, but actually a little bit not, to be honest. I'm not actually surprised because it's starting to show the contenders and, you know, the pretenders. It's starting to go that time where you can start figuring out where teams are actually going to be and where they're going to finish. And some, you know, are going to be on those bubble of making the playoffs. So this is about the time to get ready to find out where everybody most likely will be the contenders and the pretenders.
I tell you, a good game that I see on my horizon, Alan, is going to be Roanoke Rapids and South Granville. That is going to be one heck of a fight. That's good two-way teams. South Granville, if they beat Roanoke Rapids, I think they're going to go undefeated. And this is a conference that also has Bunn. Bunn, you know, went to a state championship game a few years back.
I remember that.
I mean, got some good teams there. David Weathersby, darn good coach, great friend of mine. I hope the best for him at Bunny. They're struggling a little bit this year, but give him a year or two, and they're going to be contenders. Next one, North Duplin, all over Lejeune, 42-8. No surprise there. Washington, two-way school Washington. They're struggling, playing in-county foe, Northside Pinetown. Washington wins 36-32. This is not your granddad's Washington team. This team back in, I think it was 2013, they met East Lincoln in the 2AA state championship. It was either 2013 or 2014. And that was 14-13, greatest defense. Now they're having trouble, but Washington did prevail. Here's one. This is a battle of the town of Tarboro. Tarboro beats city foe North Edgecombe 65-12. You talking about just a spanking on that. Tarboro is the real deal. Going down the littlest here, Lakewood all over Midway, 35-0. Lakewood is a contender. They were a good, solid 1A program. Midway's not a bad 2A program, but they're struggling this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one I got to ask you about. This one kind of surprised me. I'm not surprised they won. East Carteret beat Swansboro, but they only beat them 23-18. Now, Swansboro is a 3A school, but East Carteret is a really good 1A school. I thought this was going to be an East Carteret by maybe three touchdowns. Do you think maybe weather had anything to do with it?
It could have been, but, you know, some of those games, you know, you have a down game. I've known teams sometimes in the past, I mean, they're way better than average opponent, but it turns out to be real close somehow. And it could have been weather.
It could have been. That's right.
I mean, East Carteret could have had just one of them down days. I noticed in our game, Maiden had a down half in that first half. They did not open that game up till the end of the half. I know we're going to go into two-way in just a moment, but East Carteret looked like they struggled in that game mightily, and I'm very surprised.
I agree. Trask beats Union 15-6. Not really surprised by that one. St. Paul's all over East Columbus, 45-8. East Columbus changed their head football coach late in the offseason. They replaced Maurice Huey, now coordinator over at Pinecrest. And you know what? When you change coaches late in the game, you're going to have some bad results there. And I thought Huey had them in the right direction, and now you see what happens here. I hope the guys at the Gators at East Columbus can turn around here. Pender beats Rosewood 20-15, two average teams in 1A. Here's a good one, Southside 40, Gates County 29. I had Gates County in my top 25 last week, and When you lose to a team by 11 points, as good as Southside is, it kind of gives you kind of a perspective that Gates County is a pretty good team, so got to keep an eye on them. Jacksonville, 3A school, played Rocky Mount Prep. I have no idea why they played them, but they did. Jacksonville wins 57-0. That was a waste. Here's a big score for me. Northampton County, 46, Riverside, 26. I've been pretty high on Northampton County for a while. This is a big win right here for Northampton County. And Riverside, they've lost two games. They lost to Northampton County. They also lost to Bertie at the beginning of the season. So then they beat Plymouth. So you just never know. This is kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team right now. In the East, keeping in the East, Manio beats Beargrass Charter 44-0. The bubble has burst for Beargrass. Win their first three games ever. And then they lose to Manio 44-0. Kinston, all over Jones Sr., 41-0. No surprise. Jordan Matthews, two-way school, beats 1A Chatham Central 41-20. Not all that surprised. Jordan Matthews is struggling, but Chatham Central is too. Southeast Halifax beat South Creek 15-6. Not really much to talk about on that one. Union County, Georgia, 42. Andrews, 14. Lake Norman Charter, a two-way school, beat Highlands 36-7.
Actually,
here's
Highland
one for you, Alan.
It was actually Highland Tech.
Highland Tech, yep.
Yeah.
Mitchell,
the Rams
49.
In Gaston County.
Yep. Here's a 1A versus 4A battle here. Mitchell versus McDowell. Mitchell 1A, McDowell 4A. Mitchell wins 49-19. If you
actually had that
football
one
coming. Oh, I did too. McDowell, you know, that's a big school. That's a 2,000 plus school, and you got Mitchell is around 500, and they beat the crap out of them by 30 points. What do you? If you're a coach at McDowell, how do you build that program up, Alan?
McDowell, I mean, they're going to be facing some teams that are really tough this season. You've got, they're getting ready to face, three solid contenders in that conference. Two of them I see probably the conference favorites, and Freedom, Watauga. You're just going to have to keep on focusing and, with that new playoff format, they could, make the playoffs. And that's a question at what everybody's going to be seeing in November. Is McDowell going to accept that playoff berth? Because if they finish before South Caldwell, they do get that automatic 4A berth. But, maybe they need to accept it to, just to build their program and their fan base, just to give those kids some confidence that, hey, we're one of the teams that made the playoffs in the 4A region.
Right.
Just to, build the program up. But they're going to have to, their conference is no joke. They've got a lot of conference. Mitchell, they're, in my opinion, a state contender. Mitchell is a very good 1A team. 1A is kind of down this season, I've noticed. And Mitchell, they're a really tough team up that area.
I agree. As good as they play in that 1A, 2A conference, as good as Mitchell is, I'll take Mountain Heritage over them.
I agree. Mountain Heritage is top dog in that mountains.
Yep. Mountain Heritage beat Rosman 55-0. Mountain Heritage is a top 10 program. They're a very good program in 2A, and they're going to keep on. Going down the list here on the 1As, Carolina Wildcats beat Hayesville 22-19. Allegheny keeps on winning. They're 4-0. Athletic director at K-Town, he left and took over that program. And I don't think anybody saw this one. Allegheny
no,
beat 4-0.
I did not.
They dismantled the South Stokes team. South Stokes began the season where it was in the top 25, and they beat them 28-7. That's a powerful program. Murphy, 48, North Georgia, 0. Nothing really to surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
John Holmes and Edenton all over Bertie, 54-20. And my old stomping ground, West Stanley wins over South Stanley, 42-28. I understand that was supposed to be a pretty good game, and that looked like it was pretty good billing. Here's one. I wish my buddy Slashman was around. East Surrey 54, Surrey Central 48. Surrey Central is struggling, but I think East Surrey is struggling a little bit this year, too. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I believe East Surrey struggled a little bit, but it's getting ready to be conference time. So any of those teams that start 0-4, you know, struggle 2-2 in a conference, I mean, non-conference, they get that automatic berth with if they finish first and second. It's time, you know, to get your ground up and say, hey, season's not over, because conference play is getting ready to start next week in most areas.
You're exactly right. Mount Airy, 38, Moorhead, 14. Moorhead's a 3A school. Mount Airy's a 1A school, but I don't think anybody was really surprised by that score. Pasquotank over Camden County, 44-0. Now, here's one for you, Alan. This kind of shows you to me that football is not linear, okay? Last week, North Stanley beat West Stanley by 35 points. I think it was 56-21. West Stanley beats South Stanley 42-28. South Stanley lost to East Montgomery by 1 point. They lost to them 14-13. But East Montgomery dismantles West Montgomery this week, 35-21. And there's no way you can tell me right now North Stanley is better than West Montgomery, but I think they're pretty even. I think they're pretty close now.
Oh, I agree.
But
West Stanley, they looking real good over in that area.
They were. They beat Albemarle pretty good, beat them 25-7. Now they've beaten South Stanley. But, you know, that's some 1A program. And Brett Morton, he's the head coach over West Stanley. He had a lot of seniors graduate, but he'll have that program looking good. Now, also, here's one for you. Wes Wilkes, they made my 1A ballot this week. They beat Bishop McGinnis 59-14. Wes Wilkes is not 1A
program.
Wes Wilkes
2A?
2A.
Yeah,
2A. Yeah, they made it 59-14. That's to me a pretty big, pretty good win for them. Currituck over Perquimans 46-0. North Wilkes over North Stokes 62-0. Really nothing to look there. North Stokes is just maybe one of the weakest, probably one of the top five weakest teams in 1A. Pride School over Robbinsville 34-7. Cannon over Pine Lake Prep 49-0. Cherokee all over Asheville School 34-0. Franklin over Swain 42-21. That would have been a pretty good game. Franklin's a very good 2A team, but I think Swain maybe not quite as good as everybody thinks. I have them probably around 20 right now. How about you?
I agree. I mean, Franklin, they're struggling a lot. I've heard a lot of people saying Franklin's a top 15 team. In my book, Mountain Heritage is the king of the mountain schools. Mountain Heritage is one of the top teams in my book, and they're definitely a top 10 team. They're going to be a dangerous they'll probably go small 2A. And to be honest, I think the bubble's shrinking a little bit between Mountain Heritage and Shelby a little bit. Mountain Heritage is looking really good.
You're exactly right on that one. North Surrey, 43, Community School of Davison, 7. I think North Surrey is by far the best team in that 2A Western Piedmont conference. That conference is a little bit down. We'll talk a little bit more about that in 2A. Atkins all over South Davison, 48-6. East Wilkes, they keep on winning. East Wilkes is definitely a top 10. They're probably about 6th or 7th in my 1A ballot. Over Walkertown, 60-12. Starmounts. Beats Forbush 20-0. These are conference, or not conference, they're county foes. Starmount is a 1A team, Forbush is 2A. Trinity beats Northmore 25-12. North Rowan over Jesse Carson 37-6. Nothing to look at on that. North Rowan's just a good old 1A program. Polk County 24, Landrum, South Carolina 0. Thomas Jefferson beats Trinity Academy 41-13. Crestwell beats Matamuskeet 34-14, and Claflin, Tennessee beats Avery 42-36. Now, Alan, of all those games, which one the 1A has shocked you the most?
The 1A has not really shocked me, but I will say I am very surprised. Starmount, Starmount, they struggled a lot last year. I'm glad they're finally getting their back to their winning ways. So, I mean, that's good for them. That's what my intake on 1A is.
Right. Now let's look at 2A here. This is a game that we talked about, me and you did, before the game played. Two struggling programs this year. West Caldwell has gone up to 3A. Ashe County's been struggling. West Caldwell wins 54-40. Not a lot of D in that game.
No, I've been hearing from a lot of people that West Caldwell's got a few guys out. Also, they finally got their coach back this week. But West Caldwell, to me, they could be one of them bottom feeders in that Northwestern 3A, 4A conference. It is that strong, Coles? You'll see later on what Hickory did.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was the biggest shocker.
Right. You got that right. We already talked about Cherryville beating Drawn. Western Alamance, 68, Graham 6. That's a big victory right there. What do you think?
Not too surprised. Graham, they got hammered by Mountain Island Charter. I know Mountain Island Charter is a real good 1A team, but Graham, I mean, they're struggling mightily. So, and Western Alamance, they usually do have a great program, so I'm not surprised there.
Now let's talk about the game I went to. Ledford played West Davison. I wanted to go see Ledford really bad because I honestly thought that they were a top 25 team. And I did go to the game, and first one and a half quarters, it was all Ledford, 21-0. West Davison couldn't get out of a wet paper bag. Something happened before that game. The head football coach at Ledford gets arrested. I won't talk about the charges. By book, you're innocent until proven guilty. Some people have already talked about trying to replace him, and just never know what happens on that. What someone gets arrested for is not actually what they did. So, you could tell during that game that Ledford, as big as they were, something was amiss. West Davison came back. It was a pick six, made it 21-7. They got a late touchdown in the second quarter, made it 21-14. Ledford held on to win 21-20. But with all that talent there at Ledford, something was amiss. Now, as a coach, it would be very hard if y'all as an assistant coach or coordinator, also my head coach is not on the sidelines, I have to take over. That's hard to get the players' attention. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, because a lot of – the coach for West Caldwell, he's been missing games for quite a while. I mean, I don't believe we've actually seen the real West Caldwell yet. I mean, they've played a lot of these teams. I know they got blitzed by Highbarton. Highbarton's the 2A top five team anyway. But, I mean, their defense put they give up 40 points to a very struggling Ashe County team. So, yes, I say it's agreed upon, and that's probably the reason why Ledford struggled in that game. Fortunately, they did get the win, but thoughts with that program as they move forward, if innocent or guilty, it's going to be a shadow on them, and I hate it for them kids at Ledford. Ledford looked like they was going to have a very decent team this year, but hopefully they'll get through this and everything will be all right for them kids out at Ledford.
Now, here's a question for you. This whole week I thought it was a different score. I'm looking at Max Preps. They have Concord beating Mount Pleasant 15-14. Was that the correct score? Do you know?
Yes, that is the correct score. Concord did win that game.
Because I knew they won it. I saw 35-14 somewhere. That's the reason why I was asking. It was 15-14. 15-14. That doesn't surprise me. When I saw someone showed me 35-14, that surprised me because I thought that was going to be a game that could go either way. And Mount Pleasant's a darn good 2A team. That they should keep their heads high. They're still in my top 15 in my 2A. North Johnston beats North Brunswick 25-22. Two average to good 2A programs. I've already talked about Croatan over Pamlico. Wes Carteret, 3A program, beats Wes Craven, the 2A program, beats them 42-7. I've been high on Wes Carteret for the very beginning of the season. I was very high on Wes Craven for the beginning of the season. I had Wes Craven in my top four in the preseason.
Wow.
Now they're not even my top 25.
They're not in mine either.
Sometimes, I guess when it comes down to it, you just don't have the right chemistry. You might have all the players. You might have all the coaches. But something just doesn't click sometimes. You see that so often?
Oh, I remember Bandys back in 2007. They started out 0-4. Then I remember they played Hickory, and Hickory was undefeated. And something finally just clicked in that game, and they finally finished a respectable 6-6. So start of the season, I mean, teams, you know, they have the talent there, but they don't start clicking until end of the season. So don't throw off Wes Craven yet, because they could, you know, they could show their talent by mid-season. They could be a dangerous playoff team. So
South
I've
Granville,
seen those before.
Yeah. South Granville all over Northern Vance, 54-0. South Columbus, 42. Red Springs, 14. Let's see, Green Central, 40. Eastern Wayne, 21. That kind of surprised me. But, you know, Alan Wooten's done a really good job there. The only thing that surprised me was that they beat them by 19 points. Eastern Wayne's had a pretty good-looking season so far. Here's a battle in Nash County. Nash Central, 33. Northern Nash, 30. Nash Central is a good two-way program. They might make some noise in that Big East Conference. Got any opinion about that one?
Non-surprise to me, to be honest. I think everything's shaping for them in the East, but there's a couple West scores that actually surprised me, and we'll get to those very soon.
Okay. Richlands beat South Lenoir 26-6. That somewhat surprised me there. Let's see, going down here, Wallace Rose Hill, 30, Northside Jacksonville, 0. Wallace Rose Hill is a top-10 program in 2A. They won three straight 1AA, now they're 2A, and they're a top-10 program for me. God, that's an impressive victory.
They got a tough one this week, I've seen.
Yeah.
Wallace Rose Hill.
I agree with you.
They got a
Goldsboro,
very tough
19,
one.
TBA Cock, 18, let's see here, North Lenoir 40, Southern Wayne 8. Nothing to look at on that one. Here's a big one. This one surprised me. Fred, you're right if you're listening to me, Fred. You're always right. I was wrong. I took Union Pines. He took Randleman. Randleman won 49-22. that game surprised me. I didn't think it would be – I thought it would be a close game.
Mm-hmm. I actually do got – I believe I got Randleman in my top 25. So, Randleman's looking really good.
They are. And that's the interesting thing. They lost to Ledford the week before. And that's the reason why I wanted to check Ledford out. And now, you know, we don't know exactly if this last week was an aberration or if Ledford's the real deal. They might be a top 25 program. We just don't know at this point. Chase beats East Henderson 27-21. That's two struggling teams. And good to see Chase win the game. Let's see here. Bunn finally wins a game. I think this is the second game they've won. They beat North Lenoir earlier on, 31-30. They beat Southern Vance, 34-30. This Bunn team is struggling this year. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is.
It is surprising. There's another 2A team that's really struggling, too.
Yeah. Fairmont beats West Bladen, 22-12. That's a good one. Fike over Bedingfield, 31-7. Here's a team I want to talk a little bit about. East Duplin, 31, Southwest Envelo, 7. East Duplin is a great two-way program. I think they're third on my ballots. What's your opinion about East Duplin?
East Duplin, they are a very, very, very tough team. I've got them pretty high as well. Actually, I don't have my list with me, but I believe I did put them very high.
Look at here, South Brunswick 32, Dixon 21. Here's a battle of Morganton, Freedom 31, Patton 14. That'd have been a good game to watch. I like Tom Eanes. He's done a good job as a head football coach at Patton, and You know, he went to a state champ. He coached Pender to a state championship game against Albemarle back in 2010. He's a good coach. Jim Bob Bryant, you know,
Freedom, they're very powerful. Even though they won by 17, Patton, they're going to have to not catch their guard down. They're playing another tough team this year. Next week, and this team is not very too happy. I know you've not gotten to that one yet, but they play East Rutherford, and I know they played Burns this week. I don't know if you want to cover it in 3A, but Patton's going to have to, you know, not get their guard down because they got another challenge this week.
Right. Let's see here. West Stokes beats McMichael 20-14. Brevard, they beat Madison 42-32. I thought Brevard would win that game. I thought it'd be about that score. Those two teams are, one of them could, you know, either or both of them could get hot at the right time and surprise some people. What was the final score of the High Brighton South Caldwell game?
I know High Brighton won it pretty big, but I can actually check for you.
It was like 48-6 or 49-7.
Yeah,
like
I know
that.
It was a blowout. South Caldwell, they're
all right.
Still down this season.
Pisgah, they beat RS Central 49-14. Pisgah's got to play one of the best teams in Tennessee next week. I forgot who they're playing, but I think they're playing Greenville. Is it Greenville,
mm-hmm.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to win next week, but they beat RS Central 49-14. Alexander Central, this is a team, they beat a good North Lincoln team. North Lincoln's team is not a team that I could snooze about. I think North Lincoln is they might surprise them. They might beat a team like East Lincoln this coming season.
Or they'll beat an East Lincoln. East Lincoln, they are mightily struggling this year. They're down to an 0-3 start. North Lincoln, I'm not too high on. I am very, very surprised Alexander Central only won before. They said, I know a couple of Alexander Central fans said North Lincoln actually torched their secondary. So Alexander Central's defense, I know they had problems last season, and we'll get to more of that on probably 3A, but, I mean, they're going to have to figure that defense out because North Lincoln, I know they got beat by a decent Ford team, but I don't have Ford really too high. I'm just surprised Alexander Central gave up 36 points to a North Lincoln team.
I thought the game had been like about 16-17 point Alexander Central victory.
Agreed.
So. Did surprise me. Aiden Grifton, they won a game. They beat Farmville Central 21-7. Ashboro, 3A Ashboro beats Eastern Randolph 42-27. Eastern Randolph struggling this year. They lost the beginning of the season to Southwestern Randolph 49-9. So that was a huge loss for them. Statesville beats West Iredell 37-10. GF Webb in Oxford beats Carborough 40-12. South Johnston beats James Keenan 41-28. South Central, this South Central team is a team that I thought about ranking in my top 25 4A. They beat North Pitt 40-7. South Central is not a bad team. And they might be the second best team in that 3A 4A conference after probably Conley.
Oh, I agree.
Okay, Fred T. Ford 22, West for Lincoln 20. Going into that game, Alan, what kind of score did you expect?
I believed it was going to be a West Lincoln. I picked, if you listen to my pick'em, I actually picked West Lincoln by 10, but I'm not surprised Fred T. Ford pulled it out. Fred T. Ford has now equaled their win total from last season. Derek Minor has pulled that team, and they've made them into a power, and if Maiden better not let their guard down, because if Maiden meets them in a playoffs, that could be a whole different ball game. Because Fred T. Ford looks like they're getting confidence, but they do got another tough one. Probably the best team I've seen so far this season in St. Stephen's. St. Stephen's might be 1-2, but that St. Stephen's team, they are a very decent team.
Well, here's one for you. Here's a little trivia for you. You remember Sammy Hagar, singer?
Mm-hmm.
He was a soloist before he joined Van Halen.
Right.
He sung a song that says, "I can't drive 55."
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gehringer, going into last week, had lost 55 games in a row. They played
mm-hmm.
Central Academy of Monroe. Final score, Gehringer wins 42-0. They snapped
right.
that big losing streak. Alan, if you were the coach after winning a game where you were down, you've lost 55 games in a row, how do you
mm-hmm.
celebrate?
I mean, to tell you the truth, I heard from Langston Wirtz from Charlotte Observer that most of the parents were actually the ones that were actually celebrating. I know Central Academy, they're struggling mightily. Central Academy is not a great team, but after winning after 6 years, you've got to celebrate. Five this week, you don't have a game this week. Gehringer's on a bye week, so I'd be celebrating majorly. Go check in my lineman. Go get them some steak, and hopefully they can pull out a big upset in that Charlotte region. But I don't see it, but Gehringer looks like they're going to turn around the corner. Another team also, a lot of people, I know everybody was talking about Gehringer. Congratulations to Independent Christ the King on their first victory.
Right. You're exactly
they actually
right
snapped
that.
A 13-game losing streak this week against a team that's actually really went downhill in Victory Christian. I remember when Victory Christian used to be a powerhouse. Now they're mildly struggling.
My alma mater one time had lost, I think it was 31 games in a row. So when you snap those big losing streaks, it's time to say hello and thankful for everything and all that good stuff.
Right.
Southwestern Randolph beats Providence Grove 17-0. That doesn't really surprise me too much. Salisbury beats Thomasville 27-6. Those two programs, Salisbury's got some youthful talent. Thomasville is struggling this year. They lost Albemarle, and Albemarle's still struggling. So it's going to be a while for Thomasville to come back. Waitmore beats Bartlett Yancey 26-6. Let's see, we already talked about these names here. South Point beats Clover, South Carolina 28-0. Wow, South Point is they made my number one team in the two way. How about you?
I actually put them above Shelby.
I was
thinking about putting Mountain Heritage in the top five, but I actually went with Shelby number two. But South Point to me, they are the number one dog. I don't see them losing a game, and that is including to Shelby. Shelby, to me, they've got a lot of question marks. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Shelby plays South Point, South Carolina this week. So Shelby could be
right.
snapping that long winning streak of theirs this week.
They probably will be. That's going to be a tough game for them. Looking down here, North Gaston 28, East Lincoln 7. East Lincoln is struggling big time. I thought East Lincoln would pull it out, but North Gaston, that's kind of a scary sign for East Lincoln. Lincolnton beats East Gaston 51-12. Lexington over Central Davidson 42-6. Lake Norman Charter over Highlands 36-7. Bandy 33, Bunker Hill 7. What do you think about that one?
Bandies, they got Hickory this week. Bunker Hill, they are struggling mightily. But I do got to give a shout out to their JBs. Their JBs are already up to a 2-1 start. And last season, Bunker Hill's varsity and JBs combined for one victory. This year, the JBs have won two games already, matching already two games more than they won last season. So, don't give up Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill is on the rise in the near future. I see them actually competing a little bit more. So Bunker Hill should be on the rise the next couple weeks. Size, they got some winnable games in their conference. East Burke, they're 0-4. Drons, 0-4. So Bunker Hill's got some chances to win a few games. So
I agree.
I mean, I don't see them finishing in the top two or three or four, but I do. They could win a game or two.
They're no longer for Hill. That's good news on that one. Cummings, they surprised me. Two-way Cummings beat Cedar Ridge 27-20. I talked to Coach Scott Loosemore, had a quarterback change, had to change the offense around. Scott Loosemore, Cedar Ridge coach, a good friend of mine, just wanted to check in with him. And you know what, he's a class act, and I know him. He's going to make that Cedar Ridge program much better. They're just a young team this year, but
right.
Keep an eye out on them. Shelby, 21, Crest, 14. That surprised me. I know this is a rivalry game, but Crest is struggling this year, and Shelby got a great defense. And to be honest with you, from what I've heard, Crest was handling Shelby for the most of the game.
Right. And to me, Shelby, I mean, it's a matter of time when they're going to lose the game. Shelby, to me, I mean, they could probably – I know the – 2A is pretty down this year, so Shelby's still got a good chance of winning a state championship this year. But Shelby right now, they're dodging bullets, like, left and right. And, you know, Shelby's probably going to be lucky, but they'll have to deal, like, with teams like Mountain Heritage in that small 2A portion. So their streak could be snapped in state championships also. Shelby, to me, they're going to lose a game before it's all said and done.
You know what? I think you're right on that one. Reidsville, 49. R.J. Reynolds, 6. Reidsville is a top-5 team in my eyes.
Oh, I agree.
Newton Conover, 44. East Burke, 6. Newton Conover keeps on rolling. Hendersonville, they've been struggling the last couple of weeks. They barely beat West Henderson, and then last week they got handed to who beat them last week? It was
Charlotte Christian.
And they beat Owen 52-13, but Owen, you know what? This is a team that they were 12-0 going into the third round of the playoffs. Some of those war horses were just so happy, and they were talking all kinds of junk about Mount Pleasant, and Mount Pleasant just spanked them. They beat them by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
They have mighty fallen, to be honest.
they have fallen. 2015, 1-9. 2016, 1-9. They haven't won a game this year. They've lost to Inca, Hendersonville. I think they lost to A.C. Reynolds. They may not win a game
right.
this season. Because
I remember they did a couple about 7 years ago. They snapped Newton Conover's big home winning streak. I was at that game that night, and it's surprising because Owen, I mean, they had a very good fan base, and it's very surprising that it's Brad Johnson, former NFL quarterback, alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they are very struggling like that because they used to be a very good power.
Kenny Ford was the head coach, and he did a great job over there. Now, here's a program that I almost think keep an eye out in the town of Thomasville, East Davison. They might be the second best team in that Central Carolina Conference. They beat South Rowan 49-21. I mean, South Rowan is not going to – they're not a powerhouse. And they had a small run of glory back in the 70s and 80s, but they're not going to beat anything. But East Davison is a good two-way program. Burns, they beat East Rutherford 31-23. Burns is a little bit down this year. East Rutherford is a little bit up, but – you know, East Rutherford, they're still close to my top. I mean, they're right outside the top 25 for me. That's a good program.
Right.
Watauga beats Wilkes Central 50-26. Piedmont beats Forest Hills 42-19. East Blayton beats Whiteville 14-6. Now, this is two pretty good two-way programs here, and I had East Blayton win this game. But I'll tell you what, Whiteville, you know, sometimes you can lose good. And allowing a team like East Blayton only score 14 points, even when it comes into defeat, that's a good feeling right there.
Oh, I agree.
And Cherryville, 44, Anson, 12. And here's your team, Maiden, 28, St. Stephen, 7. What you got to say about that game?
Maiden's defense won that game, surely. St. Stephen's, even though they're 1-2, They to me have been the best team Maiden has played all year. I know I've talked to Chris Hobbs. Shout out to Chris Hobbs on Hobbs Daily Report. He's a big fan of ours for CarolinaVarsity.com. He said that Maiden does not have any speed, and they're going to have to not let their guard down. Maiden, to me, they were kind of fatigued. That was their second game in 5 days. They played Monday against Bunker Hill. But St. Stephen's, they're not a joke. they're not going to win the conference. I agree with that. But St. Stephen's, to me, they're not a last-place team in that Northwestern 3A, 4A conference. I believe there is a couple teams a lot more down than this year, and they got a quarterback, Bullock. He has got an arm on him, and I actually got St. Stephen's over 54 this week in a small margin game, but St. Stephen's is dead. I am very surprised that they lost to Bandy's. I cannot see how that happened, but Maiden's going to have to, you know, get prepared. They got a bye week this week. They're going to have to rest up, and, you know, they got Bandy's, and Bandy's and Maiden, you know, that is the Catawba County, Pisgah Tuscola of Catawba County. So they're going to have to get prepared, but I'm not surprised.
You know, for everybody who wants to know, Alan Drum, my partner in crime tonight, he graduated from Bandy's. But, you know, you listen to him, you can't tell he graduated from Bandy's or wherever. This is he's a very unbiased guy, and so he's showing to be a very good journalist here. And I appreciate you being on the line with me tonight, Alan. We got half the show done, and now we've got to go to the 3A and 4A. You ready for this one?
Oh, definitely, because I'm pretty high on 3A, 4A as well.
Well, here's a 4A team. Laney beats Triton of 26-14. Triton's a good 3A team. Laney's not a bad 4A team. But that was a good game. Beaufort, South Carolina beats Parkwood 27-24. Jordan beats Chapel Hill 52-19. Southeast Guilford over Grimsley 27-6. Southeast Guilford, to me, they're right around the 15 to 20 range in the 3A. What do you think about Southeast?
Yeah, I believe I have them around that margin as well. Those Guilford County teams, they got some crops out there. I have no clue where they find that talent, but that Forsyth, Guilford area, they have got some of the best football teams in the world.
Now, this game here surprised me. Kings Mountain beats Cuthbertson 24-17. Not surprised that Kings Mountain won, but Cuthbertson is probably the sixth best team in their conference. Kings Mountain is probably the second or third best team in their conference. And these are the two best conferences they're in. The 3A Big South is probably the second best, and the 3A Southern Carolina is probably the best 3A conference. Usually if you have a number 3 in one conference and number 6 in another conference, you think it would be about three touchdown score. That 3A Southern Carolina Conference is loaded. What do you think?
I agree. Kings Mountain, they could be better than what I'm thinking. Kings Mountain, they're a very, very good team. They beat a underrated T.C. Robertson team by 17 earlier. They actually had some trouble with that. Kings Mountain, they've been kind of more surprisingly down than what I thought. But I do have them at still in my top 25. I think I got them number 25, if I'm not mistaken. But to me, they're going to have to find themselves in, you know, they're going to have to quit getting into these games with more weaker teams. And because 3A, to me, 3A is a daggum powerhouse. There is a bunch of good 3A teams.
I was talking to Fred Galley last week, and he was talking about picking out the top 25. And he said, Jim, there's 40 teams that deserve to be in the top 25. It is that good.
I agree.
10, to me, you could probably 18, 19, 20 teams, you can make a very good argument about putting them in the top 10. I mean, 3A is stacked. And
3A,
what's happened is
powerhouse.
Go to 4A, and 4A, which is supposed to be the best around, yeah, they got the best teams, but there's not many of them. It's not deep. They're not deep at all. About 18th or 19th on my ballot, it's hard. You just basically have to fill in some teams for those last six positions. It's kind of frustrating.
Oh, I agree. Even if you go back to 2A in the West, I've noticed there's some good teams like South Point, High Brighton, Newton Conover, Mountain Heritage, but the 3A is where the cream of the crop is. There are about 40 great teams in 3A, and that is going to be probably the hardest prediction of state champions in the classifications. I agree with that.
It's going to be fun because, you know what, after the
– Oh, well, I agree.
Team like Dudley, you know, we'll talk about later on. They played Hillside. Dudley's probably the best team in 3A. They beat a very good Hillside team 14-7, and we'll talk a little bit later on about that. But New Hanover, you know, they're showing that why they're a top 10, top 15 3A program. Beats Gardner 41-38. That's a good statement win there. They beat Orange. No, Hanover didn't. Hoggard beat Orange, I believe. My fault.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I get my New Hanover County teams all mixed up. But that's a good statement for Gardner. Now, Havelock, the week before, I predicted that Wallace Rose Hill would beat Havelock. What happened? I got lucky. Wallace Rose Hill beat Havelock. Pity the team that had to play Havelock after losing a game like against Wallace Rose Hill. J.H. Rose had to play him.
Uh-huh.
Rose is 0-3. Havelock's 2-1. Havelock's mad. Final
uh-huh.
score, Havelock 54, Rose 0. Wow,
very
that
not
is
surprised.
A statement win. That is a statement win right there. Here's a team that I've seen earlier on, Alan, Southern Nash. They
uh-huh.
have... They have three guys that they're probably going to, you know, they have the three guys that can run for 1,000 yards or more
right.
This season. They can pass the ball, but they can run the ball. I mean, they run a double wing.
Uh-huh.
They beat West Johnson 49-0. Big statement. And, that whole coaching staff is just a class act,
yeah.
too. When I saw them play Green Hope, Coach Foster was more concerned about a couple of his players that got hurt in a car accident and about a kid that had a sister that had some medical issues that was over in Durham. And you know
mm-hmm.
what? There's always talking about how some coaches call their kid son.
Coach
Foster, Southern Nash, lives by that. He treats every one of those kids like it's his own son. He's a good man, real good man.
That is great.
In my neck of the woods, Orange High School, they play Roseville. They beat Roseville 28-21. Orange is not the Orange of last few years. Pat Moser retired. They
mm-hmm.
are no longer doing that double wing. They're doing the spread offense, and they can't. They're having the inconsistency trying to find the quarterback that they want. But, you know, beating Roseville 28-21, that's a little bit more of a step in the right direction there for them.
Right.
Roseville's not a bad 4A program. Topsail beats White Oak 42-13. Topsail's, I'd love to go see a game where Topsail plays because I can stay with my friend Kevin Carrick over at Topsail and crash his pad. I'm sure Kevin would be really enthused about having me come by there. But anyway, Newburn beats Hutt 23-6. D.H. Conley over in Greenville, they beat East Wake 43-8. North Lenoir over Southern Wayne 40-8. Here's one that surprised me. Northern Durham. They beat Riverside
mm-hmm.
Durham 28-23. Coach Hammett, he left Granville Central to go to Northern Durham, and
right.
Northern Durham went from 4A to 3A. That's a pretty good statement win for me. What do you think?
That's a pretty good statement. Surprised how close of a margin it was. But that is a very, very good statement.
Yeah. Clayton beats Harnett Central 42-0. Halifax County, Virginia, all over Person 36-6. Northwood over Western Harnett 28-8. Lumberton 21, West Brunswick 14. Jack Britt. This game surprised me. Jack Britt's 4A team. I thought Southern Lee would win this game, but Jack Britt wins 38-24. That surprised me. How about you?
Very, very, very surprised. I remember Jack Britton used to be very good back in the day, but that is a very good win for Jack Britt.
Yeah, it's a statement, going in the right direction. A.C. Reynolds, I don't know what's going on there. I thought that they would handle Irwin a lot better than they did. I know Irwin has that kind of plug-and-play type of offense, but A.C. Reynolds beats Irwin 49-34. Surprised to see that many points scored against A.C. Reynolds. How about you?
I agree. Reynolds looks like they are struggling. I was actually thinking about moving them down quite a bit, to be honest, in that 3A portion. And I'm surprised, but, you know, Shelby's not looking like the best, greatest team in the world, and I know A.C. Reynolds got hammered by Shelby pretty good, so A.C. Reynolds, they might not be the team like we're talking about, and they could,
right,
you know, by the end of the season be struggling.
Here's a game that between two struggling teams in the mountains in Buncombe County, Asheville and T.C. Roberson. Asheville
mm-hmm.
wins 23-22. I was surprised by that. I thought Roberson would win that game. How about you?
Oh, I agree. Roberson, I watched him a little bit on film play Kings Mountain, and Roberson's I'm surprised they are winless, and Asheville beat them. I'm very surprised.
That is a good statement win for Asheville Cougars. Looking down here, Tuscola, 55, Inca, 0. Not surprised by that at all.
Not really.
Inca's just not, they're not going to be known. They're good. They've got a good softball team, girls softball.
Yeah,
Inca's really good.
Always struggling in football, looks like it.
Weddington over East Mech, 30-14. I like Coach Carson a lot. Weddington lost a lot of talent from their state championship team.
Right.
And here they are. They beat a good 4A team. East Mech is not a bad 4A team. They're a good 4A team. They actually were in my top
mm-hmm.
25 for a couple weeks. Weddington's going to be fine here. Mount Tabor over Ronald Reagan, 21-14. Not surprised by that.
Not really.
Rockingham County, 27, Williams 7. That one surprised me. I was talking to Fred. Actually, I was reading Fred's article. I wasn't talking to him. I was reading it. And he was surprised by that, by how Rockingham County came out and just took over that game at the end. So were you going to say something about Tabor and Reagan? I apologize.
No, I was saying not really. I'm not very surprised Tabor won that game. Tabor, they're looking really decent this year. I believe they got a good chance of making a deep run. Reagan, they've been struggling a little bit, but, I mean, they're not a bad team.
Let's see here. Going down here, Central Cabarrus beats Easter Wind, their former South Piedmont Conference foe, beat them 33-13. Last year, the South Piedmont Conference had 10 teams. You had the the four Rowan teams. You had East Rowan, South Rowan, and West Rowan, and Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the Central Cabarrus, Northwest Cabarrus. You had J.M. Robinson, Concord, Cox Mill, and Hickory Ridge. Now it's only six teams in the South Piedmont Conference. The Rowan teams went
right.
Went to the NPC, and South Central or South Rowan, you know, went down 2A, and they're stinking.
And North Rowan went to 1A.
Yeah, they went to 1A. Yeah, because before the North Rowan.
Yeah, because they're playing
that,
like teams like, and they're playing teams like in Davidson and all that. I was very surprised North Rowan playing teams that far off.
Well, you know what? They're having to go all the way to Chatham Central, and Northmore. If I was North Rowan, I'd have wanted to go down. I would have wanted to go up. I'd wanted to play the Bishop McGinnises and the Mount Airies and stuff like that.
I agree.
That was
either that or put them in the church. I mean, put them where you know Thomas Jefferson and all them are.
that would be a pretty good drive for them to say the least. Glenn 40, North Forsyth 7. North Forsyth keeps on struggling. That open enrollment when Forsyth County just kills them. Page
mm-hmm.
Beat Eastern Guilford 19-16. Fred said, if you like seeing a lot of penalty flags and you like to see a lot of defense, that was the game for you. A lot of both of them. A lot of times you have people complaining about the refs. They throw a flag.
Right.
They throw a flag. You know what? I'm not trying to be funny, but I went to a game not that long ago, and I bet you more plays than not had a penalty, and the refs had to decide which one's to call and which one's not to call. So I got to give the refs some. They're better than I ever would be. I wouldn't. They get yelled at by both sides every week.
Referees, I mean, they're human. They're going to make mistakes. Maiden, they're pretty bad on it. Maiden, if you do not get a right call, they will boo. I agree. I mean, unfortunately, they do. They make us look pretty bad. But Maiden, I mean, they agree. I mean, but the refs, they're trying to do their job. They're not going to be perfect. They don't have control cameras like they do in pro football. They're just, you know, they're just trying to do their job best accordingly. And shout out to all the officials. I mean, they're going to make some, you know, errors, but we're all human.
Yeah, you got that right. You know, that's a very good way to put it, whereas we're all human, and, you know, those that were without sin cast the first stone. So those who know me know that I don't have any stones to throw because I've made so many errors. It's not even funny. This is the biggest 3A game last week was Dudley versus Hillside. Dudley wins 14-7. I've seen Hillside play. Hillside's defense did not really impress me that much against Scotland. They were a bend but don't break, but then they would break. But they have some good running backs there. That score actually surprised me more because the Dudley only allowed Hillside to score 7. If you can keep a team like Hillside from scoring only 7 points, you got a championship caliber defense. And the boys in Greensboro, Dudley High School, Jane Benson Dudley High School, those guys should be very proud of their team. That is a great coach team. Some of my greatest friends are over at Dudley High School. Got to give a shout out to Eric Cunningham. Eric, I hope you're listening.
They are a very, very, very good team.
Very good team. You got that right. I got them winning the 3AA this year, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and another team that's really good is Catholic.
Catholic. We'll get down to that one in just a little bit because Catholic is rolling. Here's the team that you're big on, South Iredale, 45, Coxmill, 13. South Iredale is one of these teams that you were asking me should they get in the 3A ballot. And my thing is I'm trying to find a team that's going to slide out of the 3As to get them on there.
Mm-hmm.
But they were right on my 26 on my ballot this week.
I actually had them in there at 21. South Iredale, they are a very good team. I do see them winning against a very decent Mooresville team. Mooresville's kind of down this year. They got manhandled by Davie County. A.L. Brown, when we get to that one, that score surprised me a little bit. But I have South Iredale actually going in 10-1 and actually winning their conference with ease. West Rowan lost a lot.
Heard of this from Alan Brown, Carolina Varsity. You heard that.
But another team, too, to keep an eye on is Stuart Kramer. Stuart Kramer's a win against Lincolnton is looking very, very good right now. And
Stuart Kramer is great.
Is going to be if Anthony is going to that game, I thought last week was going to be a troop. Let's see how good Stuart Kramer is. They got South Point this week. That is going to be looks like on paper could be a good game. I do got South Point winning, but if Stuart Kramer somehow pulls that shocker, Stuart Kramer will be for real.
Going down the list here, Eastern Alamance 62, Southern Alamance 15. All of Eastern just keeps on rolling. Cape Fear beats Terry Sanford 40-24. Cape Fear is a good 3A program, so is Terry Sanford. Keep an eye on both of them. Cape Fear's offense is starting to click a little bit. They had some injuries at the beginning of the season, and looks like they're coming back. Pine Forest 4A team beats Grays Creek 37-10. Corinth Holders all over Smithfield Selma 46-3. All right, Mooresville. They lose to A.L. Brown 24-16. Going into that game, what would you think the score had been?
I thought A.L. Brown would just roll over Mooresville. I know Mooresville got lost to a less than great Davie County team, even though Davie County is a very good team right now. But I thought A.L. Brown would just manhandle Mooresville. I am very surprised A.L. Brown only won that game by 8.
It was interesting you said that. I was looking at my picks. I had A.L. Brown winning that game 27-17. And
wow.
Reason why I had that, I'm not sold on A.L. Brown's offense yet.
I am not now. A.L. Brown, I am not sold on at all now.
But I will say that I'm a big believer in Coach Newsom. That team will get better. And if you have a good defense right now but a struggling offense, that's a lot better than having a struggling defense and a good offense. If you have a struggling defense right now, it's going to be harder to improve as the season goes on. But with offense, you can do things. You can work on things and make it a little bit better. And defensive repetition. And we'll see what happens here. Let's see. Hickory beats Hunter Huss 28-27. I have no idea what happened there. Hunter Huss must have had a really
Hunter
big
Huss
letdown.
Was up 19-0 in that game. Our local sportscaster on WHKY, Jason Savage, a cover of Hickory High School football, shout out to him. What he did, actually what happened was Hickory was going for the PAT. It was a bad snap, and they got the two-point conversion, and they were able to hold on by 1 point. That's how Hickory was able to win that game.
That's wild.
It is just a stunner. But, you know, when South Point beats Clover 28-0, it's kind of like, hey, how good actually is Hunter Huss? Maybe they're not as good as we thought.
Right.
Because I know Newton Conover, I thought they might not have a shot against Albright next week. And, you know, Newton Conover's win over Hickory is now looking more impressive.
You know what, talking about Hunter, this is about how strict, how good 3A is. Hunter Huss, I've never even had him in my top 25 ballots.
Oh, wow.
They've always been right outside. And that's just how that kind of just shows you how strong 3A is.
Right.
Here's one for you. Northwest Guilford beats Northern Guilford 14-0. Northern Guilford is a good 3A program. Northwest is a good 4A program. Both of those teams are right outside the top 25 from a South Butte all over Douglasburg 44-0. Southeast Raleigh 38, Franklinton 20. Got to give a shout out to Javar Branson over Franklinton. He does not hide or duck from anybody. He's a good coach, a good buddy of mine. Let's see here. 71st, 46, Southern Durham 14. Southern Durham is struggling this year. I've seen them play. They're young. They don't look that big. They got a great coaching staff. They will be better. This year is going to be a struggle, though. Marvin Ridge 31, Parkland 19. Marvin Ridge is a great 3A program. That's one of those big
programs. Yeah, I've got Marvin Ridge in my top 15.
I do too. I have them like 13th or so. And Northeast Guilford 34, Western Guilford 22. Let's see here. Southwestern. Yeah, I already talked about Southwestern Randolph beating Providence Grove 17-0. Charlotte Catholic, they beat Barney. Everybody says, who's Barney? Well, that's Ardra Kell, because they have the Barney the Dinosaur. So I got to give out a shout to Foot Soldier and to my great buddy Derek Miller. I hope everybody gets a chance to meet Derek. Derek's a class act, good man, good friend of mine. Catholic and Dudley are right there 1 and 2. Take your pick about who you want to take a win on that.
I thought Dudley won, Catholic 2. I finally found my
paper.
That's
what I did. And I think that's probably what Derek does too. E. Smith over Overhills 26-15. Davey, they win. They beat West Rowan 42-20. That's a good rivalry game right there. That goes all the way back to the 60s.
Yeah, because I remember I actually got to see West Rowan last year at High Brighton, and I know they lost a lot from that team. West Rowan, they're a little more down than they were last year. Don't expect a big run from West Rowan. There's actually another team that you've actually not talked about. I'm surprised yet.
Okay,
and that is
that?
Sun Valley. Sun Valley's off to a hot start.
Yes, that's about a few games down the road here.
All right.
West Oaks. Oh, that's fine. West Oaks over McMichael 20-14. Ben Smith, they keep on winning. They beat Southern Guilford 14-0. Ragsdale over Southwest Guilford 20-19. That's a good battle there. Statesville, we've already talked about Statesville over West Iredell. Let's see here. Cardinal Gibbons all over Cleveland 41-14. Cardinal Gibbons is a powerhouse 4A program. Hickory Ridge keeps on winning. Northwest Cabarrus is not a bad 3A program. Hickory Ridge wins 28-14. Here you go. Sun Valley beats Porter Ridge 42-41. I think that game was overtime. Was that correct?
I think so, but I know Sun Valley, I mean, Sun Valley's looking impressive right now.
Yeah, I agree. The one thing I have with Sun Valley, I have them, believe it or not, I have them fifth in their conference. One, I have Weddington.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I have Marvin Ridge.
Right.
I have Catholic, then two, Weddington, then three, Marvin Ridge. Four, I have Monroe, then I have Sun Valley. I mean, that shows you how
Monroe,
deep that
thing I'm is. Not really too high on this season, to be honest.
They're after that losing to Vance that big a game,
right.
That kind of surprised me.
Yeah, because Vance, I thought was really good. I know they had a time with, I believe, Rocky River, and Rocky River's off to an 0-4 start, even though look at their schedule, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Rocky River, though, they we'll talk about them. They played a good game this last week also.
Right. Even though they're an 0-4 start, they have played some very, very, very good teams.
Ashbrook beats Forest View 40-26. And the last of the got Lake Norman beats North Iredale 35-6. It's good to see Lake Norman winning the game. Lake County, they finally allowed a team score. They had three shutouts, I believe. They beat Hood County 55-27. That wraps up the 3A. We got about 18
right.
minutes to talk about 4A. And
all right.
So far, we got a lot of good teams in the 3A. That's always a tough one to talk about because there's so many great ones there. All right, let's
Agreed.
Go to 4A. Good thing with 4A is not many games to talk about. Mallard Creek, they're my number one team in the 4A. I know what most people are saying Wake Forest, but I got to give it to Mallard Creek. They beat Philip Berry Academy 52-12. Jordan over Chapel Hill 52-19. So, I'm trying to see games we haven't talked about already. There's actually quite a few that we've already talked about. Apex Friendship beat Panther Creek 42-14. Apex Friendship might be one of those sleeper teams in that, I think it's a Southwake Conference. Heritage, this is a good victory here for them. They beat Sanderson 28-7. Heritage might be, they might be. Top, I think they're right at the top five in the 4A. I had them fourth in my on my ballots.
Right.
This is a good team. When Wake Forest and Heritage play, I will go to that game.
Right. I would love to see Wake Forest myself. Wake Forest, a lot of people talk about how good they are, and I've seen how good they've been beating teams. Unfortunately, I live on the west end, so. I might have to go to some of them state championships this year.
There you go. Well, I'm sure you'll be able to help us out with Carolina Varsity. Newbern, they beat Hunt 23-6. That's got to give a shout out to Bobby Curling. Bobby, you know, he won a couple state championships. 2016, he had some health issues. And he's back at the helm and he's a good man, and Newbern's been down since their championship run in 2014, and good to see them in the victory column. North Mecklenburg, they beat Rocky River 16-14. Got to give a shout out to Matt Morrow. He's big on North Mech. I'm a big Matt Morrow fan. He's known as Pat Man on the Carolina Varsity.
He is a very good
conscious
guy.
Good guy, conscious of Mecklenburg County, along with Dale Ross. He's big on North Mech, and it was good to see Rocky River kind of follow up that good game against with Vance. So keep an eye out with North Mech.
Yeah, Rocky River, they're 0-4, but if you've seen their schedule, that is a
brutal
schedule.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of those teams that played the same thing would be 0-4, that's for sure. So. Here's one for you. Greenhope, my buddy David Green, he lives in Hillsborough. He lives about 4 minutes from my house. His Greenhope team beat Poly Springs 27-15. That's a good one. Harding, this right here shows me Harding's a top 10 4A program. They beat Gaffney, South Carolina 35-28. That's a big, impressive victory.
Hardy used to be really down back in the day. Now they're definitely a top 10. I got them in my top 10. And if you mentioned about Green Hope, I actually put them, I believe, in the top 25 because they're off to a good start.
I put them at 25. And that's two great minds thinking alike here. I got to give a shout out to Jason Fowler, the head coach at Olympic. He left Rocky River to go to Olympic. He struggled a couple of times, but he won last week and he won this week. Beat Hopewell 54-8. So I'm happy for him. Here's a battle of Wake County. Not much of a battle. Apex and Cary. Apex won this game 35-13. That surprised me. I thought Cary would win this game, but those are two struggling teams. Here's a game that did surprise me. Inlay beats Athens Drive 48-35. I thought Athens Drive might squeak that one out. Wake Forest beats Leesville Road 42-7. Wake Forest is a darn good team.
Yes, they are.
They're definitely the top two in the state. So, all right, here's a big one. This is maybe one of the biggest ones of the 4A, Providence and Pinecrest. My granddaddy was a big Pinecrest fan.
Shocker
before that,
here.
He was a big Southern Pines fan. Providence wins 24-20. This is a first thing I give a shout out to Coach Metzger. This is a very good game for his Patriots to play. They play with a lot of heart. They have a lot of talent. Providence won this game 24-20. If these two teams meet again in the future, I think Pinecrest is going to win this game. But
Pinecrest was actually a top 10 team in our bracket.
You're right. I had them like about 8 or so. I think I dropped them down to about 17 this time.
I dropped them down pretty good too.
We'll see what happens. Fred's, I'm sure he's accumulating this stuff right now. Got to give a shout out to Fred Galley. Fred is probably the most educated guy on staff, and also is the only Division I athlete on staff. Did you know that?
I'm not no Division I athlete. I agree with that one.
he played golf, and he went to the U.S. Air Force. He was at the Air Force Academy. And you're talking about a brilliant guy. Fred Galley is a brilliant guy, a good friend of mine, and a humble fella and a class act. Think the world of him.
I had somebody go to a Division I school with me, but it wasn't me. And I was back with Leaf of Wake Forest.
I graduated from a Division I school. I just didn't play in a sport for him.
Well, Matt Woodley, he actually played in the state championships against Reedsville. Matt Woodley, he actually went on to play for Wake Forest for 4 years.
Okay, good deal. Lumberton over West Brunswick, 21-14. Here's one that I was kind of glad to see. Middle Creek, this is right where my parents live. Middle Creek's campus is on some land that my ancestors used to own. That used to land of the West. Middle Creek wins 34-22. Fuquay Varina all over Wakefield 34-6. Wakefield struggling this year. West Mecklenburg 59, Independence 28. I was surprised the Independence scored those 28 points, but West Mecklenburg, I think I have them 6 in my ballot. They're a powerhouse. What do you think?
I believe they're pretty decent. To be honest, I'm seeing it where I put them. I don't know where I put them, to be honest. I don't know where.
Okay.
Even if I West makes a very good team, but they're going to be starting to be losing some games in the near future.
I'll tell you what, West Mecklenburg versus Harding is going to be a good one. That's going to be very interesting with Carolina Varsity. Dale Ross is a West Mec graduate. Matt Morrow, he's a Harding man. It's going to be some quiet moments on staff. I'm joking. None of us, if North Stanley loses to Albemarle or loses to somebody, I get over it within a second. It's no big deal to me.
But the thing is, how does he go from being an Indian to a Hawk?
Exactly right. You know what? They were the Indians for the longest time.
Yeah, I remember that. So, they used to have that Florida State look.
Yep. Now, here's a big game. Butler, they play Richmond. Butler wins 27-21. Brian Till, you know, the hardest thing to be in North Carolina is to be the head football coach of a Richmond County high school team that's lost two games already this early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Till is a darn good coach. He was.
I still got them in the top
25,
to be honest. Richmond, I mean, they've had they played their schedule, and I can't fault them for losing to Butler. Butler is a very, good, very, very good team.
Yeah, I think losing to Butler, they lost to. Trying to think who lost the first the other week.
I know, it was a tough team.
They lost to Wake Forest. Wake Forest. That's
Wake Forest,
right.
They lost to a top, two top 10 teams in Butler and Wake Forest. You cannot fault them and out of the top 25 being 2-2. Against Wake Forest and Butler, your losses, those are impressive, impressive teams.
Yeah, I think I might have dropped them maybe two spots. That's all on my ballot.
Right.
Going down the list here, West Forsyth beats High Point Central 39-13. West Forsyth's I think they're fifth on my ballot, so that's a good team.
Right. They have got a good game coming up in 2 weeks. They've got a very good South Iredale team. That's going to be a very interesting game to see how South Iredale actually is.
Got that right.
Even
Looking
though I believe
list,
West Forsyth will take that one.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Looking down here, we're talking to most of these teams already on the three. Here's one, Myers Park. They played South Mech. Scott Chadwick, head football coach at Myers Park. Rocky White, head coach at South Mech, two buddies of mine. Myers Park got the best of South Mech, 41-0. South Mech's struggling this year, and I hate that. Rocky White's a good man. And I'd like to see them get that program to get some wins in there because he's a good fellow.
I agree.
And then the last four, the 4A, Knightdale wins 23-21 over Broughton.
Wow.
Two teams that probably won't make the playoffs, but it was a good win for Knightdale.
Agree.
Well, Alan, we got about 8 minutes left in the show. Thought we did a pretty good job running through all these games here. Let me ask you this. Going into mm-hmm. the season so far, I'll tell you the teams I had in my preseason, and you tell me if I'm sane or insane for picking them to win the state championship. We'll start with 4AA and 4A. My 4AA, I said, is going to be Mallard Creek is going to win 4AA. Scotland is going to win the small 4A. Was I sane or insane on picking those two
teams? I think he was pretty sane on those, even though Wake Forest might have something to do with that. I'm looking at 3A. Yeah.
Now, 3A, the 3AA, I had, this was a big one. I had Dudley winning the 3AA.
Dudley.
Which I think that's pretty safe.
Yeah, pretty safe.
Now, the small 3A was a bit of a shock, and I got a lot of heat on this one. I picked Havelock to beat Charlotte Catholic in the 3A.
That one I will have to go insane.
Insane. Okay, I feel
yeah. I have Catholic.
And trying to think with the big 2A, I think I had Shelby because I think Shelby will go.
Right now, I have to go
2A.
Insane. I will have to either say it's wide open between either High Brighton, South Point, a couple of them Easterly teams also.
East Duplin. Golly, they're going to be a good one.
A couple of them East teams are pretty good. Newton Connor, I don't have state championship caliber this year. Maiden's going to have a good record, but they've got way too many good teams to play in the 2AA.
And small 2A, I can't remember exactly who I picked. Right now, I have to go with Reidsville. I think Reidsville, and if Northeastern goes small 2A, I still probably go with Reidsville, come think of it.
I'll tell you another team that would not be surprised me to make a state championship run. And I know it's probably going to be a little insane right now, but I'm not saying they'll win the state title, but I see actually Mountain Heritage. Mountain Heritage, I am getting very high on.
You know what? I think you and I think Daniel Burleson, I think y'all are shooting mind waves there. I had Daniel on here about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he said the same thing.
I started doing my little scoring formula, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Now, big 1A, this is one I took John Holmes. I took him over Tarboro. And everybody
actually
has
Tarboro, I believe, is one of the best 1A teams.
Tarboro versus Holmes will be the 1AA East Regional Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whoever wins that is going to win the state championship. That's going to be a good one. Now, small
right.
1A, and this is one I don't know right now. I've heard that Murphy may go big 1A. But if they go small
right.
1A, I've got to give it to Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't go to – if Murphy goes big 1A, my small 1A team is going to be a shocker to everybody. It's going to be a little town called Chocowinity. It's going to be a team
mm-hmm.
called Southside.
Mm-hmm.
Southside is loaded. They're better than
I'll have to go same because I'm not too much on info on small 1As. But going back to 2AA, you said Shelby. I've heard a lot of people telling me Shelby will be going small 2A this year. They're down to around 800.
Ooh.
So it's
Ooh.
Going to be probably between them and Mount Heritage.
Look at that. Got it from the Allen Drum Man. Allen.
I just follow my info.
I like that. I like that. Allen, and everybody that doesn't know, Allen, we've known each other for a few years, just started talking to each other, and Allen
right.
has joined the Carolina Varsity website. He does videos, and I got to give
mm-hmm.
a call out to the people of High Brighton tomorrow. I got to make sure that his credentials are taken care of because he is going to be
right.
roaming the sidelines. So if you're over at High Brighton on Friday, you'll get to see Allen
Big
Drum.
One, Newt and Conover and High Brighton. Let's see how good Newt and Conover actually is.
And if you need an autograph for Allen, make sure you have a good pen and some paper. So he can, if you just shout him out and say, Allen, I need your autograph, he'll come by and do that.
Right.
So.
I agree. But
so
I'm proud of these two. I will have to say I'm proud of these two teams losing their state. I know we was talking about Northeast Halifax. When are they going to win a game? They're the next in line.
Yeah, Northwest Halifax, that's a team right there. Here's a story for you. We got 2.5 minutes for you.
Mm-hmm.
Northwest Halifax is a little town called Littleton. Littleton
mm-hmm.
is one of these towns that actually part of Littleton at one time was in Warren County, and part of
mm-hmm.
it was in Halifax County. It had its own city system. And it
uh-huh.
was in, the high school was called Littleton. And in 72 or 73, I think it was 73, they had a vote in Warren County. They agreed to give that land to Halifax County. So all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
for 1 year, you had Northwest Halifax, which was created in 1970, and you had Littleton, who was a city school, just kind of like Elkin is. You know, Elkin's Wilkes County
mm-hmm.
and Surrey County. And all of a sudden, you had these two small, small 1A schools. Neither one of them had more than about 220 kids in it, in
mm-hmm.
the same county. And people are like, what the heck is going on here? But anyway, that happened for
mm-hmm.
only 1 year. Littleton got closed down. Northwest got a little bit bigger. Now Northwest is really small again.
Right.
Well, guys, Allen, thank you so much for
No problem. Jim?
Custing on this. It's been a lot. Been my pleasure. It's Allen Drum, guys. Everybody, please remember that name. He is a name to remember. He's very, very strong wealth of information, especially in the Catawba Valley area. And
mm-hmm.
I have to say, your specialties are especially in the 2A and 3A. And I'm just so happy to have you on staff with us here.
Oh, no problem, Jim.
Thank you so much, Allen. For Jim West, for Allen Drum, for Dale Ross, for Matt Morrow, for Daniel Burleson, who's recuperating in the Memorial County Hospital over in Pitt County, for Fred Galey, Derek Miller, and for everybody else, Jeff Miller, Anthony Perkins, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Bye-bye.